Hey, you guys, book review time once again. Now, here's another book that I came across with my Kindle Unlimited subscription. And it was one, again, that was just kind of randomly suggested to me. And I thought the cover looked cool and the title sounded interesting. And I ended up reading something that was quite awesome by an author that I hadn't heard of before, even though he's written several other books. Now, I will warn everybody, this is an extreme horror novel. It says so right on the cover. Now, it's not quite to the extent of the book that I talked about a while back, Cows, which was probably one of the grossest things I ever read. This book is gross, but not to that degree. But if you're not into extreme horror, then this is probably going to be like too much for you because it's pretty disgusting. It's not disgusting. It's not like over the top gore. And there's not like a lot of, cause I kind of feel like Cows was gross to me cause it was like a lot of shit and vomit based things, which really grosses me out like way more than gore does. This basically only has kind of one brief like shit adjacent kind of thing. Mostly it's really extreme, like sexual kind of gross outs and body horror type of stuff. Also like real fucked up, like psychological kind of things. So it's more in that kind of way, but it is still very much extreme. So if you're not into that, then probably give it a pass. But I will say that actually it's a novella, so it's not super, super long, but I really, really dug this. There was just something about the vibe of it that, I don't know, just really kind of like got to me. So this book is called Womb, and it was written by a Canadian writer named Duncan Ralston. Now, this book came out in 2021. Now, as I said, Duncan Ralston had written a few novels previously and had written some like short story anthologies and stuff like that. Now, there were some notes at the end of this particular book. I read the ebook, as I mentioned, where he said that this was actually, even though he'd written kind of like some shorter stories of, you know, quote unquote, extreme fiction before, this was kind of his first attempt at like a long form extreme horror. And to be honest, I think he hit it out of the park. Like I said, yes, it's gross. Yes, it's disturbing. Yes, there's some really, really fucked up shit that happens in this. But I think I brought this up when I was talking about the Matthew Stokoe book, Cows, that there's a very, very fine line with extreme horror. And it's like, I've read some of it. I'm not like a big connoisseur of it or anything, but sometimes I'm in the mood for it. So I've read some of the ones, you know, kind of the big ones in the genre. But there's a fine line between just writing something to just be disgusting or shocking, like for the sake of it, like, look how fucked up I am. Like, look at this fucked up shit that I can like just get, you know what I mean? And it's like, it doesn't really have anything to do, you know, it's like, it's not really in service to the larger narrative or the theme or anything like that. This book absolutely does not have that problem. And in fact, this might be one of the very, very few extreme horrors that I've read that while it's disgusting and revolting and all of that kind of stuff that you expect in your extreme horror, it's also surprisingly heartfelt. It's actually quite beautifully written. The characters, of which there are really only two, it's kind of like a frame story. I'll get into that in a little bit. But you kind of really do get to know these characters. The characters are very layered and complex, and you actually like really feel for them, like while they kind of go on this journey together and like kind of tell these like fucked up stories to one another. And I think that that is really its strength. I really got into these two characters. They're both very sympathetic, even though like fucked up shit has happened to both of them. They've both done fucked up shit, but they just seemed very human and they seemed very sympathetic, that, you know what I mean? And I kind of feel like the interaction between them was really, you know, and some of the stuff that happened was like very heartbreaking. So I think this is maybe one of the few extreme horrors that I've read that was like that, that wasn't just, and I'm not saying that all extreme horror is just like all edgelordy, like look how fucked up I can be, but some of it does fall into that camp, I'll admit. This one's really not like that. It really does have a larger theme to it, and the characterization in this was just really, really excellent. And I just really, really liked the whole, I don't know, there was just kind of like a whole vibe of it that I really enjoyed. So he said that he got the idea for writing this when he was watching the movie Room, you know, about the woman that has the baby and she's like trapped by the rapist in the basement room or whatever it was. So he got the idea for it while he was watching that, and then he realized that Room and Womb were kind of like a same kind of thing, and then it kind of like sprung outward from there. Now, what happens is this book is, it's kind of like, I don't want to like sell this too much, but it's kind of like an anthology in the sense that the frame story is just like these two main characters sort of like telling each other stories, but the stories kind of all end up interconnected, like interlocking with one another, or, you know, they all like are thematically similar, or they all have something to do with the like the larger narrative. So in that way, the book it most reminds me of was Haunted by Chuck Palahniuk. And indeed, the author of this book, Duncan Ralston, has said that, you know, that's one of his big influences. And obviously, it was a big influence on this book because it's structured similarly. Now, I will say this, and this may be a very, very bold statement, and I'm not saying that Haunted isn't a great fucking book, because it is. I think I liked this one better. I think I liked this one better because while I loved Haunted, I kind of felt like it was a little sprawling. It seemed a little more like an anthology in the sense that the stories were maybe thematically connected, but they weren't like all connected into one big whole. And there was a lot of different characters, and none of them were super, super likable. This story, Womb, is a lot more intimate because really it's only focusing on two main characters, and all the stories, I mean, it's mostly just like the one guy's stories, but like, you know, the woman tells a couple stories as well. And all the stories sort of like are interconnected or are all kind of part of the same narrative. So they're not, even though they seem like they're all over the place, like when I kind of like mention what they're about, it might seem like it's just this random collection of, you know, gross, nauseating stories, but they all kind of like serve a common purpose and like are feed into a larger narrative. So I don't know. So there was just something about the more intimate setting of it, the more the more tighter focus on just two characters that were actually really sympathetic and really likable, and just the way the stories all kind of came into one whole. They can be read as their own stories, like standalone sort of, but all together they kind of like add up to something greater, you know what I mean? And so in that way, I think I preferred the experience of reading this to the experience of reading Haunted, if that makes any sense. And like I said, I'm not saying The Haunted isn't a brilliant book, because it is. I'll have to review that one of these days. I actually did read it, but it was a while back. I'll have to do like a reread and do it on this show, because I feel like that's one that everybody has to do. It's just kind of one that you have to. So here's the setup. And like I said, this is another book that all I knew about it, as I said, was, you know, the title, the cool kind of looking cover, which just has like this old motel on it, and the fact that it says an extreme horror novel. So I knew that I was going to be getting into something disgusting. I didn't know what kind of disgusting, what flavor of disgusting it was going to be, but that's kind of all I knew about it. And I was just like, why the hell not? It was a novella and, you know, it was short. And I said, well, I could probably just like read this in an afternoon, which actually I did, because I was really like compelled to finish it, because like I said, I got really emotionally invested. I got really into it. So I want to say, though, that that's probably the best way to go into this, is not knowing anything about it like I didn't, because I think that's, I don't know. I just think it's better to go with most books like that, but some books doesn't matter as much. I think this one's kind of better to go into not knowing. So I'm not going to spoil anything outright, but I am kind of going to give a little bit of an, you know, maybe one sentence summation of like what some of the stories are about, just so if you're thinking about reading it but you're like, oh, I don't know if I could handle extreme horror or something like that, maybe if I kind of give you a hint of like what the stories are about, like that will decide you whether you want to read it or not. But like I said, I kind of feel like this is better going into it not really knowing anything about it like I didn't, because it was just kind of like surprising. And like I said, it was a happy surprise. And as I said, this is absolutely not something I would say about most extreme horror. Most extreme horror, like, you just kind of want to read it because it's gross and you just want to see like how far people can like transgress the boundaries of good taste and shit like that. This has that in it too. It's, you know, it's not the grossest thing I've ever read by a long stretch. I mean, it's up there. There's some pretty fucked up shit happens in this, but the fact that it has such a human like beating heart in the middle of it, I think like was really something new for me. So I thought that was really cool. Like I said, I don't know if he writes a lot of extreme horror otherwise. I mean, what I took from the notes that he wrote at the end of the book where he was talking about where he got the idea, and he seems like, at least from the notes at the end, he seemed like a very nice, like, self-effacing kind of dude, which I was kind of like. But he was like, well, he'd written some short extreme horror before, but from what I could determine and from what I could, you know, see from other people's reviews of some of his other novels, this isn't usually, like, this is a lot more extreme than he would usually write. But because his writing style was so immersive and I really got into it, I will definitely be checking out some of his other longer works to see what, you know, what those are like. So what we have is our main protagonist is a young man named Angel. Now, Angel is this kind of like, he's very kind of sharp-dressed dude, got bald guy, and his face is like all kind of scarred up. He makes kind of a lot of, you know, statements about being like really ugly and all this other kind of stuff. Now, at the beginning of the book, he arrives at this kind of no-tell motel kind of place, like out on the outskirts of town, one of those places that you can like pay by the hour. It's like really skeezy, and it's called the Lonely Motel. Now, he checks into room number 6. Now, you're led to believe that he has come here for a purpose. Like, he says at the beginning that this is the room that his mother died in. And so it seems as though he's come to some point in his life where he wants, like, some kind of, not necessarily closure, but he wants some kind of, if this isn't too much of a spoiler, he wants some kind of reset. Because his life has been so fucked up. He kind of talks about, he's kind of maybe coming full circle, and it's like fitting that he's come back to this place, kind of where it all began. This is where my mom died, in this room. So he comes to this room and he's kind of talking a little bit about how he doesn't really believe in like spirits or like something being haunted, but how he kind of does believe that a place where a lot of people experienced extreme pain can maybe sort of, that can maybe sort of soak into the walls, and like when you come in there, you know, you can kind of feel the oppression of this, all of the horrible things that happen in this room. So he comes in with a backpack. Like I said, he seems to have some kind of plan, but you don't really find out what it is until like later on in the story. And like I said, this is kind of like the frame story, and then it sort of goes into him swapping stories with somebody else. So the first thing he does when he gets there is he calls an escort service. And he orders a sex worker. He wants an escort. And he specifies, he's like, I want a plus size woman. And he's like, just the bigger, the better. You know what I mean? He's like, last time I called, because apparently he's tried to do this before, whatever it is that he's trying to do. He's like, last time I called, like the woman that you sent over, she wasn't right. You know, she wasn't big enough. And, you know, so we need to like sort that out. So a little while later, the sex worker shows up and her name is Shyla. And apparently, she's just what he wanted. You know, she's very, very large. She's a very large woman. And she's also delightful. She has, like, a delightful, delightful personality. She's kind of sardonic, and it's just like, I don't know. I just, like I said, I really, really liked both of these characters, and I liked, like, the interaction with each other. So she kind of comes in, and it seems that, you know, you would think he hired a sex worker. It's like, you know, for obvious reasons, but it seems that at first all he wants to do is talk, and she's just kind of like, okay, whatever, it's your money, you know, like you would. So he starts to tell her a story, and the story that he tells her, and like I said, this is kind of like an anthology, but all the stories kind of like interconnect in ways that you discover later on. So he tells this story about a guy named Johnny. And he had a girlfriend named Jenny, and how he would do anything for that girl, and it was this whole thing. And he kind of talks a little bit about their relationship and everything. And this relationship goes in really, really horrible ways. And all I'll say about it, and this is the one that has a little bit of the shit adjacent stuff in it, so it's just kind of like, oh man, it's like cows all over again, but like poop for days. But this is really the only one that has, and it's funny too, because Shyla, who is listening to this story, she's kind of like, she always kind of like becomes like the reader. She's like, poop, you didn't tell me there's gonna be poop in this story, god damn it, you know what I mean? And I was kind of like, yeah, I feel seen. So there was that. But I just thought, but he's like, really, it's just a little bit of poop. It's mostly, like I said, most of the extreme stuff in this is like really, really fucked up, like sexual kind of shit. So, but this one does have a little bit of poop in it. So be warned about that. But the only thing I want to say about this is that it involves drug muling. Okay. And, you know, drug muling and or orifices. So he tells her this story. And she's like pretty disgusted and horrified. She's like, yeah, that's pretty fucked up, which it is. And then he kind of, and then they sort of have a discussion about her and like her line of work and how she knows, like it was actually really interesting because she's talking about like different red flags, like things that she looks for, like she knows the dude is going to be a weirdo or whatever it is. And that's like pretty funny too. And at this point, like Angel, he's brought like a backpack with him and she's kind of like, so what you got in that backpack? And so what he has in the backpack, he opens it. And she's kind of relieved because he sees it's like, it's basically like just a bunch of dildos, but like at, you know, very like ever increasing sizes. So she's just kind of like, oh, okay, no big. You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be like fucking a chainsaw or some shit like that. You know, but it's fine. So he's like, well, do you mind? I kind of like am into this kind of like dildo thing. And she's kind of like, yeah, whatever. It's, like I said, it's your money. And they're kind of like talking to each other. And like I said, as the stories go on, they seem to kind of like try, they seem to be like establishing a rapport with one another. I really liked the back and forth between the two characters because like I said, the two characters are actually quite likable. So as I said, I don't want to spoil too much about all the stories in here, but the stories kind of get more and more fucked up like as the book goes on. So there's kind of stories about this weird self-help hippie cult thing that does this weird rebirth type situation. So there's a story about that. And then there's one about a gangbang porn shoot that's actually pretty entertaining. There's one about a coat hanger abortion. So, you know, there's that. There's one about a guy who has a fetish about for queening, if you know what that is, like they want to be like smothered in a vagina. So there's a story about that. And there's also a horrifying story that involves a mannequin that you really have to like read it to believe it. It's something else. So yeah, so there's that. And that's kind of like, I kind of feel like that's maybe the last one or kind of getting to the last one because it's the most fucked up thing. Because it's like, as each story comes along, it's like, you know, new revelations are coming along. And then at the end, you kind of, the frame story kind of like comes around where you figure out what it is that Angel has been getting at, like what it is that he is trying to accomplish, why he told all of these particular stories in this particular way. And Shyla tells a couple stories as well. So there's that. So if you are into extreme horror, this is actually one of the best examples. I haven't read a fuck ton of it, but I've read like a fair sampling. This is actually one of the best ones I've read. Not because it's grosser than the other ones or anything like that. It's gross, but it's not the grossest thing ever. But it's not gross just for the sake of gross. Like, a lot of the stories have thematic similarities, usually like death, rebirth sort of narratives or things about motherhood, kind of things like that. You know, hence the name of the book, which is Womb. And actually, this is, the title is actually kind of genius because it's spelled W-O-O-M, like it's room, but with a W, but then it, you know, it means womb also, like obviously like a woman's womb, but there's also something in the story where Angel has that thing, it's not a lisp, it's, what is it called, rotism or something like that, where you say the R's like W's, so that kind of like factors into the story as well, so the title actually has like multiple meanings, and that's kind of like what a lot of these stories are. It's very, very layered, and a lot of the themes, you know, repeat themselves across the stories. And like I said, as you kind of go along, you see sort of how all these stories sort of interrelate with one another and what it is that Angel is getting at, why, you know, what he's hoping to accomplish by telling them. So there's that. But yeah, so if you're into extreme horror, this is definitely an easy, easy recommend. It's just, it's really good. Like I said, it's not just that it's gross and extreme, which it is, but it's also really, I don't know, I just found it very, like, emotionally resonant. I really, really liked these two characters. I really liked the way they related to one another. You really felt for them. Like I said, even though they were very damaged, even though some of them had done some kind of appalling shit, but they were still very human, and you could still kind of, like, see a lot of yourself in them. And so the character work in this was really, really well done. And it's amazing because this isn't a, it isn't super long. It's a novella. But the fact that he was able to put so much characterization into such a short kind of time frame was really kind of amazing. So this, yeah, this was actually probably one of the most emotionally resonant sort of extreme horrors that I've read. So yeah, I was really, really into it. If you have Kindle Unlimited, you can read it for free. Now, also on the ebook and probably on the print book too, I would imagine, at the end, after the, you know, main novella of Womb, there's actually an excerpt from Duncan Ralston's 2020 novel, The Midwives. And that excerpt looked like was, you know, I read it real quick and it just like seemed really dynamite. So I think I might actually go and read that book as well and see if that's good, because a lot of people do seem to recommend that one. But yeah, this was actually a really good one. Like I said, if you're not into extreme horror, it's probably going to be a bit much. But if you are, this is actually one of the best ones that I've ever read, and I would absolutely recommend it. So that will do it for this Tomes of Terror. I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.